John Fung is the Deputy Director General at the Ministry of Health. We talk regularly. It's great to have him on the program again. John, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Kia ora. Well, first and foremost, I mentioned earlier that I took one of my mokos. He's got strep throat to the doc yesterday. Standard visit. He says, have you had your flu jab? He's looking at me, granddad. And I said, no, but I've had the flu. He said, mate, get the jab. He says, there's five real tough strains all swinging around us as we speak, something to do with climatic conditions. He suggested in early onset of winter, a heavy flu, A, B, I think he mentioned COVID, HNI, bird flu, and one other, which has escaped my mind at the moment. But the reality is, to get vaccinated, he said, even if you have had the flu, go and get the jab. Can you reflect on that for us, please? Because I sort of had the impression, false, obviously, that it was, that because I've had the flu, I'm not likely to get it again. What's the update on that regard, John?
No, I think you're always in a better position if you're, generally speaking, if you're vaccinated, Dale. There are, your GP's right, of course. There are a number of different strains. Part of what we did when we successfully locked out COVID for a while was we also locked out other annual features, which included some of the new strains of flu, for instance. So, and at a personal level, I've had both. I've had I both got vaccinated, but also, nonetheless, still caught the flu as well. And there are some quite gnarly little strains going around at the moment. So, it pays to get vaccinated. Particularly, I thought you were considerably younger than me, Dale. But particularly if you're my age, it's free.
Yeah, I might go and get the jab too next time I'm at the docks. Hey, thanks, John. Look, a controversial issue, although it seemed a no-brainer to me, the $5 prescription co-payments being removed, and people who don't understand Te Ao Māori might make comments from on high, but for some of our families, and you'd understand this yourself, John, if you need to get half a dozen different medicines, for instance, yes, and it's $30 and it's at the wrong time of the week, then you're likely to not have your prescription fulfilled. And so I was a bit disappointed that, those who say, hey, listen, I can afford it. Well, if you can, pay it. There's been political opposition, and even Luxon came out almost immediately, said, we will reinstate the $5 charge. From your perspective, John, how important or not is that move by this government?
Oh, look, from my perspective, which of course is a non-political perspective, anything we do, and particularly with Māori health and the health of our more vulnerable communities in mind, anything we can do to help increase access to health services and medicines is positive. I think in 21-22, there's something like 135,000 prescriptions were not picked up around the country. And given how things like medicines and that are important for helping people keep generally well, keep out of hospital, keep out of using other services, we need to really make sure that where people need their medicines, they are able to pick it up. And as you said, Dale, for some of our busy households, where you've got quite large households and people sometimes with multiple health conditions they're having to have treatment for, those little $5 prescriptions per prescription do add up.
Thank you. The other issue I wanted to touch on is the $35 million in funding for mental health and wellbeing, and this includes psychological support. But do we have the resources and, more importantly, the health provider personnel in regions to carry out these plans, mental health, off the back of Cyclone Gabrielle?
Yeah. I think, first of all, that funding was sought for and was actually in response, amongst other things, to requests from local GPs and providers on the ground who were recognising increasing mental health needs, not surprisingly, for people who've suffered devastation. So right at the moment, they're working on the ground, both Te Whatu Ora and Te Aka Whai Ora, to make sure that support gets out into the communities. There's support in there, including for things like helping to relieve some of the key workforces, both primary primary care, pharmacy and nursing, for instance. There's a particular part of the fund that's also set aside for quite isolated communities, particularly in Te Taitukere, Te Rāwhiti and Hawke's Bay. So we're working very closely on the ground in Te Whatuwhare and Te Kawhaiora, working very closely on the ground with providers and responding to their needs. I think we've got some challenging needs around the country off the back of Cyclone Gabrielle. And, you know, we're working really closely, not only in health, but across some of our other government partners to try and make sure that we get a coordinated and continue a coordinated response.
There was eight and a half mil being provided to target whole water Māori disaster. What can you tell us of that? How's that funding to be distributed, and how will our people be involved in the decision-making process, John?
Yeah, my understanding is that's for urgent services that support whānau wellbeing and community relief to recover from the impacts of the North Island weather events. We're not distributing the funding. That'll be distributed through both Te Whatuwhare and Te Kawhaiora. My understanding at the moment is they're working with providers to work out what is the best way to get funding to those providers and through them, through those communities. So I'm not sure if they've got a clear blueprint yet, Dale, of how they're going to distribute it. You know, it's really important when funding like this comes along that both Te Whatuwhare and Te Kawhaiora work very closely with providers. You know, they're the eyes and ears on the ground. They're the people in touch with our communities. And so there's a bit of work you've got to do at the front end to sit down with them and figure out what is the best way we can get the services to the community. How can they best supported to deliver it? And then also from our end too, how do we make sure we wrap it around other, because there are obviously a range of other government services going in as well.
Thank you. And just finally, brother, you're working on the whole water Māori strategy. Who's involved in creating that strategy? Many Māori involved in that, including yourself. And who's going to be tasked with implementing it?
I think, first of all, the Hauora Māori strategy is a joint initiative by both ourselves in Manatū Hauora and also Te Aka Whaiora. It builds on really strong foundations set by Professor Simosa Njuri and others with the development of He Korowai Oranga, which is a Māori health strategy that's almost been in place a generation now, and also with the back of a strong Māori health action plan, National Action Plan put out 4 years ago called Whakamoa. So it's got some really strong foundations. We've worked with Te Aka Whaiora to get out and engage with people around the country to test where they see the priorities for us moving forward. And I think fundamentally, Dale, when you kind of boil it down, it's really about making sure we're strong in two big foundations, I think, of providing service and responding to Māori health. That's empowering and enabling Māori to be able to deliver those services themselves, and also working with all other services to make sure that services are safe, appropriate, delivered and targeted, and are going to get the best response. So that'll be that strategy at the moment. We'll be putting advice to ministers this month, and once they've approved it, we will be looking to launch the strategies in July. What do they mean? They basically guide how it is we work with Te Whatuwhare in particular, and Te Aka Whaiora in the commissioning work and setting directions and saying these are the directions that government wants us to move in for Māori health. These are the big outcomes that we need to achieve, so that there's a common plan and direction.
Good catching up with you again, John. We'll talk soon. All the best. Thanks for your kōrero and shedding light on the health sector regularly on our program. John Whanga. Thanks, John.
Kia ora, Dale. Kia ora koutou katoa, are are ai o koutou taringa. Kia mai, kia mana wanui. Kia ora tātou katoa.
Thanks, John. Thanks so much. We mentioned that news through...